The man charged with stealing 9 guns from a Palmerston North police station has pleaded guilty. And it's been revealed he was actually planning on taking 26 guns on April the 25th, but was interrupted by police and left most of them behind. Alan Harris admitted to taking the guns in the Palmerston North District Court this morning. Our reporter, Laura Dooney, was there.
Yes, well, during the court hearing today, Judge Lance Rowe read a summary of facts outlining what police had accused Harris of. And reading that, the court heard that Judge Lance Rowe says Harris was passing by the Palmerston North Police Station when he looked over a fence and saw an open garage door. So he went in and kicked open a second door to get into the exhibits room. And there he helped himself to 26 guns, ammunition and cannabis. Now, he threw the goods over a fence into a property next door and left to get his car. And as the judge explained, when Harris returned, he started loading the guns into his car.
You were seen by police, so you stopped what you were doing and took off with the ammunition, the cannabis and 9 of the firearms. The rest were left behind and recovered by police. You distributed the firearms amongst associates.
Now, it was initially thought and reported that Harris had got away with 11 guns, but police later confirmed he'd taken 9. Now, police have tracked down 8 of those guns and the ammunition, but 1 gun is still missing.
All right, just remind us, because this burglary did cause a bit of a shake-up for the police, didn't it? What resulted from this?
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, having someone walk in off the street and take these guns wasn't a good look for the Palmerston North Police Station or for police in general, especially because at that time people had started to bring in guns that were now illegal under the new laws introduced in the wake of the mosque shootings in Christchurch. That was said by Deputy Commissioner Mike Clement at the time that the guns weren't in what he called a strong room. Now, in the aftermath of this, the Police Commissioner Mike Bush ordered an investigation into how Harris was able to enter the police station, and he ordered an immediate audit on security of firearms in police stations across the country.
So what happens next? We've had the guilty plea. What next?
Yes, Harris has been remanded in custody and he will be sentenced in September.
And that was our reporter Laura Dooney there. The police have responded to today's guilty plea. In a statement, Acting Central District Commander Inspector Chris DeWatner says, "We are pleased to be heading toward the final stages of the court process and will continue to work through that. As we have previously said, the burglary at the Palmerston North Police Station on April 25th, 2019 was unacceptable. A number of steps have been taken to improve both the physical and security processes, and a critical incident review is ongoing to determine what further steps are required."